Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
A quick video on the best foods for keto flu. Now, keto flu is not an actual flu. It's not an actual infection, but you might feel like you have the flu. Lethargy, weak, achy, brain fog, nauseousness, and headaches. All right, so what are the best foods? Anything salty. Make sure you use sea salt. Bone broth is really good. Make sure you dump a lot of salt in there. And number three, foods that are high in potassium. So in reality, keto flu is a deficiency of either sodium or potassium or other electrolytes. So this is why when you start keto and you're doing intermittent fasting, one or two of your meals should include a large salad, but add a lot of sea salt to your salad. That way you have the potassium in the greens and you have the sea salt to counter the deficiency of sodium that might occur when you start to go into ketosis. And that is because when you go from a high carb to a low carb, you're going to release a lot of fluids, and with that comes a loss of electrolytes, not just potassium, magnesium, things like that, but sodium and chloride. Now, the other thing that I try to include in my diet is more avocados. Avocados are loaded with potassium, and I always add a good amount of sea salt to get the full spectrum of those electrolytes. All right, that's your quick video on keto flu.
Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So, if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.